SAFM.
All right, 4 minutes now to seven the time. The Centre for Development and Enterprise says there are now more than 10.3 million people who are unemployed in South Africa and that the number is rising. It says this is a rising catastrophe and that the current approaches to the problem are not creating dogs. Jobs. The Executive Director of the Centre for Development and Enterprise is Anne Bernstein. Anne, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. It's a particularly big problem for young people. So many young people are unemployed. Why is our economy not creating jobs?
I think we're failing to deal with the underlying causes of low growth. So we don't deal with fundamental reforms. We fiddle around the edges and think that that's sufficient. We talk and focus on projects and special initiatives rather than tackling the tough reforms required to get growth going and to make this economy much more labor intensive. We have to get labor market reform going.
You talk about labor market reform. Are you talking about labor laws, the ability to hire and to fire workers?
To hire and fire workers, the collective bargaining structures that can be extended to smaller firms and new firms that are not part of those negotiations. The costs and risks we put into the employer-employee relationship that make employers reluctant to hire young workers and inexperienced workers. We've got to change all of this.
So in other words, it's got to be easier for someone to hire someone and to fire them and possibly even pay them less?
Yes. The costs of skilled and unskilled labour in South Africa are just going up and up, and they bear no relationship to productivity or the fact that we have vast unemployment. So if you look at manufacturing, for example, we're much less labour-intensive than the global average and much higher, much worse than the situation for developing countries. So there are specific South African laws that we have to change. And if we keep tweaking around the edges and avoiding these difficult issues, which we acknowledge will be politically challenging, we won't get anywhere and unemployment will just keep rising. So we can have job summits, we can have special initiatives, but unemployment keeps deepening.
You'll know what the unions will say. They'll say that it'll lead to workers being exploited.
Well, I think the public works program shows that there are more than enough people who feel that a low wage is better than no wage at all. And we're not saying this is the only job people will ever get. If you look at Asia, and not just China, Vietnam, Bangladesh, numerous countries, you start with a low wage job and then you progress from that. You learn things. You know, one of the points we're making that I thought was new is that employment creates employability. If you get a job, you learn new disciplines, you learn know-how, you learn skills. If you're out of the labor market, not only do you not have a job, but you've been cut out of learning all these new things, new networks, and your skills deteriorate. So getting people into a first job is the most important step towards
Anne Bernstein, thank you very much indeed. The view from her, she's the Executive Director of the Centre for Development and Enterprise. Do you think she's right?